Powerful car bomb has rocked the center of the Afghan capital, Kabul. Casualties are feared. Plumes of smoke have been seen billowing in the sky, with ambulances and firefighters rushing to the scene. The Interior Ministry spokesman said the blast is near the Russian embassy in the Kartaseh area. Najib Danesh says that he is unable to say that if the Russian embassy was the intended target. The attack comes only days after a second round of four-nation talks aimed at laying the ground for direct talks between Kabul and the Taliban were held in the capital. No group has claimed responsibility for the car bombing yet, but the attack bears Taliban hallmarks. Our correspondent Fayez Khorshid joins us from Afghan's capital, Kabul, to tell us more about this bombing. So, Fayez, this bombing happened near the Russian embassy. It seems like maybe that was the target, or to send a message through the vicinity of this being near that embassy?
I think it can be both. A thick cloud of smoke can be still rising from outside the Russian embassy, and the Afghan officials have told us that five people are dead and over 20 others are wounded. And most of them are civilians. A civilian bus has been targeted, but no group has yet claimed responsibility for the attack. At this stage, all we know is that the area is cordoned off by the Afghan security forces, and that they are still looking for any clue to prove which mission was the main target, because it's not only the Russian embassy that is located in that strategic place, it's also the Afghan parliament, and several Afghan ministries and foreign NGOs that are there. And it caused panic among people who live in this part of the city. And it can be a message from the Taliban to the Afghan government that that peace talks won't help, because we understand that there are still divisions within the Taliban group. It's not only Mullah Akhtar Mansour that is leading now this terrorist organization. Others are strongly opposed to his authority. And many Afghan politicians have already realized that if they continue talking with Akhtar Mansour to urge him lay down his weapon, it wants to change a lot of the situation, because there are also other Taliban commanders on the field that don't want to give up the Afghan government.
Thank you very much for that. At this point, you can see the highlight of this particular piece of breaking news, where five people have been killed due to this blast.